Blog Talk Radio.
Nation, you know, it's no secret, I'm a huge fan of the Sunday morning talk shows. They're like a grown-up version of Saturday morning cartoons, only the cartoons have more productive debates.
Duck season! Rabbit season! Duck season! Rabbit season!
But now someone wants to ruin them. NYU professor Jay Rosen, who back in December wrote that the show's format encourages guests to deny, evade, elide, demagogue, and confuse. So, Field Marshal Thesaurus over here proposed that they fact check what their guests say on Sunday and run the results online Wednesday. A fact check on Wednesday? Is he really suggesting that David Gregory work 2 days a week? Remember, if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. Every other day, it's me time.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by 1-800-DIALDJs.com. If you need live entertainment for your party, wedding, bar mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Philadelphia metro areas, check out 1-800-DIALDJs.com or dial 1-800-DIALDJs for a good time. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. I can't even say my own name. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and home of the St. Petersburg Times, the Poynter Institute, and, of course, the well-known Maddox Business Report, St. Petersburg, Florida. Going to get called on the carpet for something you did right, might as well be by Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central's whirlwind of truthiness, The Colbert Report. That's what happened about a week or so ago to Bill Adair, Pulitzer Prize-winning editor of PolitiFact.com, the online fact-checking operation spawned by the St. Petersburg Times. In case you missed this story, Jake Tapper, interim host of ABC's Sunday Morning Political Chat Fest this week, announced his guest's most questionable claims would be subject to fact-checking by PolitiFact. Meanwhile, over at NBC's venerable Meet the Press, host David Gregory dismissed the need for fact-checking his guests. And I understand his point. Does anyone fact-check the wrestler's claims on WWE SmackDown? Of course not. It's pure scripted entertainment, not something anyone takes seriously. So Colbert even invited Tapper and Adair on his show to discuss their work. Now, if you missed it, here's a short clip.
They come on these shows, and too often these guys and gals get away with saying that things that are not factual. And often it might, you know, here's a great example. John McCain said the other day, I've never considered myself a maverick, right?
He never has.
There are a lot of instances of John McCain saying, I'm a maverick.
I'm not aware of them.
It was the subtitle of one of his books.
It was ghostwritten, Jake.
He said it in a presidential debate. He had a TV ad called Maverick.
Well, listen,
but those are facts I would not have had on my hand because you don't expect somebody to come out and say, the sky is black.
Who are these PolitiFact guys to check on the facts of your show? Well, hold on 1 second. Who are you PolitiFact guys?
Bill Adair from PolitiFact, everybody.
Bill, thanks for joining
me. Thank you for having me.
Just a minute there, Jake. You're the editor of PolitiFact.com, okay? Who makes you the watchman? Who watches you guys?
Well, the voters watch us, and we hear back from readers, voters, people who give us feedback on the articles that we write. But ultimately, we need to be the referee. I think American politics needs a referee.
Oh, you need to be the referee.
Well,
really? Who's paying your bills?
We're part of the St. Petersburg Times, an independent newspaper.
So you're a Russian paper.
but we write in English.
Did you nail anybody on Jake's show this week? What'd you find out?
Sure
we
did.
We nailed, so to speak, Senator Schumer for claiming that...
Oh, that guy's a liar.
During the...
I'm not surprised. What did he say?
He said during the during the nomination of Justice Sotomayor that no one said she was out of the mainstream, and many people did.
You were one of them.
Yes, I was. Can you use my show? Can you use my show as a source to reference? Like if I say something on my show... By the way, did you do the in-depth fact-checking that I did on their show? Because they call it This Week, but it's mostly about what happened last week. The whole show's a lie.
You may have something there.
PolitiFact uses a series of truth-o-meters to declare politicians' boldest statements either true, untrue, half-true, or pants-on-fire lies. It won a Pulitzer Prize for its work in 2009, which was the first time Bill Adair was on Mr. Media. Now, of course, that he's been discovered by Colbert, he's a much tougher guest to book, but we're always delighted to have him. Bill, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
My pleasure. How you been?
Doing great. You know, it's been a fun couple of weeks. This partnership with ABC has really been surprising in the reaction we've gotten and I don't know if I'd call it a controversy, but the brouhaha, I guess, that it has stirred up has surprised me. The latest development is a new website that a couple of students have put up called Meet the Facts, and they're starting a grassroots campaign to try to pressure Meet the Press to do what ABC has done. So it's been really interesting and a lot of fun for us, and, of course, it was a real thrill to be on the Colbert Report.
Well, and of course, obviously those students aren't very funny, because if they were funny, they would have called it Meet the Factors, you know, like Meet the Fockers. But, okay, they're students. They have a lot to learn yet, right?
Right. It's funny that I think fact-checking is really coming into its own here, and I think it's a really positive development in the media lately, and I'm proud that we've been doing it, but I'm also happy to see lots of others get into the business too, because never before, you know, as you noted at the beginning of the show about that there's so much media to keep track of, there's also so many messages to keep track of. There's just so much silliness out there, so many claims, so much noise, that more than ever before there is a need for the media to sort it all out for people and tell people what's true and what's not. And I think that's the perfect thing for the mainstream media to do, a term that I'm proud of. I'm proud to be part of the mainstream media, and I think our role in this new world is to be the honest broker who helps people make sense of everything else they hear, because they're getting information from a lot of different sources, many of which are not traditional journalistic sources. They don't have the same standards for journalism. And even if it's not the source that's questionable, as always, the elected officials are making statements that are often exaggerations or outright falsehoods. And those messages now have new ways to get spread that go around the traditional gatekeeper. And so it's an important time, I think, for fact-checking to empower democracy and help people make sense of all this craziness.
Now, Jake Tapper, who is the interim host of This Week, as I mentioned, is known as a pretty tech-savvy guy. This is a guy who tweets from wherever he is. People who follow him on Twitter know that, you know, they're going to get a lot of information from him online, more than they get from most people. He's very committed to this. How did the experiment of fact-checking This Week, how did that come about? Did Jake drive that? Did that come at the producer level?
Well, it really started with a blog post by Jay Rosen, a professor at NYU, who back at the end of December, actually before that, Jay Rosen had challenged Meet the Press and David Gregory and the producer of Meet the Press to do fact-checking, and Jay didn't get a reply. So Jay wrote a blog post that was very critical of Meet the Press and David Gregory and gave what he said was a solution to fix the broken Sunday shows, I think were his words. And that solution was to do fact-checking. And Jay recognizes that a host, for as good as he or she might be, may have difficulty knowing, you know, having complete command of every fact that a guest might use and challenging them on the air. So Jay proposed that Meet the Press hire PolitiFact to fact-check each week's show and post by the Wednesday after the show what was true and what was not. And there was no response. Jay got no response from David Gregory or Meet the Press. But he did get a message back from Jake Tapper, who at the time was the senior White House correspondent for ABC, who said, that's an intriguing idea. And so and I wrote back to Jay and said, you know, I love the idea, and, you know, we'd be up for it if anybody wanted to do it. Then when George, it sort of all began with Charlie Gibson retiring, Diane Sawyer moving up to World News, George Stephanopoulos moving to Good Morning America, and the need to fill the Sunday shows, which was given on an interim basis to Jake, and Jake decided that he would, as part of his 4 months as host of This Week, that he would bring in fact-checking. And so he called me up and said, this is about 3 weeks ago, and said, would you guys be interested? And I said we would, and so we started doing it 2 weeks ago. I think it's gone very well from our standpoint. We had already checked the Sunday shows, so this just meant we put a little more emphasis on This Week. And the result is that the items are collected on our site on a page for ABC's This Week, and This Week also collects them on their website on ABC.com. And so people have now an opportunity a day or two after the show to see what we've rated the statements on our Truthometer. So I think the result is some good fact-checking that wouldn't have been done before.
Okay, Bill, I'm not a big conspiracy buff here, but back up a minute. I did just have Governor Jesse Ventura on the show a few weeks ago, so I am a little suspicious of everything. Is it possible that you and Jake Tapper engineered one of the greatest coups in broadcast news history to just so that PolitiFact could get on the Colbert Report? I'm trying to put this all together in my head.
I like that theory, Bob. I wish we were that good. It's like so many conspiracy theories, though. They often involve so many factors that they're just not realistic. boy, if I could have dreamed of this, I would have done it much sooner, you know?
Well, so you guys were already fact-checking the Sunday shows, but in doing it with the spotlight on for This Week particularly, have you learned anything, not so much about the facts, but about the process? Has it altered in any way the way you guys approach what you do?
No, I don't think so. You know, I would describe us as a mature new media organization. We've been around for almost 3 years now, and we have published more than 1,400 Truthometer items. So doing the ones that we've done most recently on Bill Clinton, who was Sunday's guest, and on Secretary Hillary Clinton and Robert Gates and Senator Schumer, Senator Kyle the week before, it's not like that was outside of our wheelhouse in doing those. So I think it's more that we're just putting a little more emphasis on This Week than we had in the past. And what'll be interesting to see, you know, and one of the questions that I got a lot during the presidential campaign was, doesn't it bother you that these guys are still lying, that you you know, you ruled the Bridge to Nowhere thing to be false when Sarah Palin would say it, and yet she kept saying it. We ruled, you know, various other things true, false, or pants on fire, and they keep saying it. And people would say, you know, doesn't that bother you? You're not, you know, you're not affecting the discourse. And my answer consistently has been, my goal isn't to change the political discourse. Our goal at PolitiFact is to tell voters what they need to know, you know, and we're an information agency. We're not seeking to get politicians to stop lying. In fact, from a pure self-interest standpoint, we don't want them to stop lying because then we'd go out of business, right?
That is pretty darn honest. Yes, thank you.
So I think in the case of this week, the question would be, are these guys who go on the show going to be less likely to make an exaggeration or an outright falsehood because they know that we're watching? And I think the answer to that is no. I think, as Colbert said so well last week, he said that through repetition, something becomes true. And I think that one of the fundamental tenets in American politics these days is stick to your talking points, keep repeating them. It doesn't matter what the fact checkers say. And so I think probably we're not going to have a huge impact on the political discourse, but that's fine. What matters is that we're putting the information out there so that people can find out what's true and what's not, and then they can judge for themselves about the people making the statements.
Well, now, have you defined how long PolitiFact and This Week will have this partnership?
Well, it's very much a trial thing. What Jake and I have agreed on is we'll keep doing it potentially for his full run as host, and then assess things after that. I think we all want to see how it goes and if it's the best use of our resources. But you know, so far so good. I think we've helped. We found one thing. I guess to go back to your earlier question, I guess one thing. If you're focusing on a show and you tend to, you might do an item, do a claim by an official you wouldn't look at before. Because now you're putting a little closer examination on everything they say on that show. Former President Clinton made an interesting statement about the way that immigrant workers are treated in Dubai, which is sounds like a pretty narrow subject, but as we peeled away the layers yesterday and Monday, discovered that this is a pretty interesting topic, the way that workers are treated, not just in Dubai, but in the United Arab Emirates, and found that Clinton was way exaggerating when he said that they had passed a law that protected their rights. And so so you do discover things like that, and I think that's valuable.
Well, I have a theory. Can I share this with you?
Sure.
I think David Gregory is holding out a little bit on fact-checking his show, but I think it's probably in the works, and what I think they'll probably do is have a journalist like Natalie Morales be on the sidelines each week, like she is on Jerry Seinfeld's show, The Marriage Ref, and I think what he's trying to do is work that out so he can have Natalie over in the corner with her little computer and give us real-time analysis of guest claims and one-up you guys. That's what I think.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see NBC come back with some kind of response to this because they have taken a beating because of Gregory's position. I think if they do, that would be great. And as I said, the more fact-checking that's going on, the better. This is what journalists should have been doing years ago. And it's not the be-all and end-all for journalism, but it's an important element of what we do. And I think we got too timid in the 90s once we were getting criticized for being biased, and I think we felt that it would be biased if we said something was false. And as a result, we passed along a lot of falsehoods. And so the more the better. The ABC producers, we had a session before PolitiFact started fact-checking this week, and we kicked around a lot of ideas, some of which were that kind of real-time thing. I think one of them, or maybe it was Jake, floated the idea of like a pop-up video, like on VH1, where you know you could do the show and then have a little thing pop up that would say, "Well, that isn't true." You know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says, et cetera, et cetera. Or even better, you could do it like Mystery Science Theater 3000 with the robots doing the commentary. So I'd like to hold out for that sort of robots doing fact checking. The thing about and this gets to quality, I think that we sometimes when we started in the fact checking business, Brooks Jackson, who very much a pioneer in this field, who's a former Wall Street Journal and CNN reporter, started factcheck.org, which is a nonprofit group funded by the Annenberg School at the University of Pennsylvania. Brooks sat down with me and told me that live fact-checking is the road to hell, and that it's just really difficult to do, and he was against it. And, of course, what did we do during the presidential campaign? We did as much live fact-checking as we could, and as did Brooks's group, sort of just, I think, in the spirit of good competition. And in terms of that sort of instant thing, I think there is a lot of pressure to do this stuff very quickly. And particularly in a 24/7 media world, you know, everybody wants it up immediately. And one thing that I really like about our approach with Jake, and Jake said this from the beginning, is that he recognizes that this stuff takes a while to do right. And so our goal with what we're doing for his show is to do an item or two if we can the day of the show, but that's difficult because it's a Sunday and it's difficult to reach people, and then to do another item or two on Monday and Tuesday when it's much easier to get people. And as in the case of the item on Dubai, that took our writer a good day and a half to do that item. And but the result was a very thorough and interesting examination of the working conditions and laws in the United Arab Emirates. And so it becomes it's a much more solid item. But it's not the kind of thing that Natalie Morales can do on, I think, on an instant basis. Nothing specific to Natalie Morales, but I think that sort of live fact-checking has some real pitfalls to it, and I think we need to be careful that we don't sacrifice accuracy and quality to try to rush things up.
But with all the wonderful truthometers that the PolitiFact team develops, you know, and which are usually on a specific issue, I wondered if you guys have gone through and charted who has historically, since the start of PolitiFact, fibbed the most.
You know, we have not, and part of it is, I guess, you have to run it as a program. Getting back to that clip you played on from Colbert, I described this as a referee, and I think I like us to focus as much as possible on the journalism and the claims that we're checking and the merits of them rather than the people. So I tend not to look at it and say, man, you know, so-and-so's right all the time or so-and-so's wrong all the time, but more, hey, that's an interesting claim. A lot of people are going to wonder if that's true. Let's check it and let the, you know, let the chips fall where they may. So I don't know the answer to that. In the same way that if you ask an umpire, you know, who's out at home more often, the Yankees or the Rays, you know, he's not going to be able to answer that question. He's like, well, you know, I judge each play on how I see it, you know, and so I don't know, are the Rays out more often? I don't know. So I'm blissfully unaware, and I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, obviously I think I'm aware. There are certain people who sort of over time might build up more truths or falses or whatever, but we have never done an overall tally looking at overall patterns. But we do, you know, I do think, though, there's value in collecting those. Initially, when we created PolitiFact, we didn't have an individual tally for a for a candidate or an elected official. So you, the only way you could find out if Mitt Romney, how many trues and falses he had, was to add them all up. And then a few months after we created it, we added in the tally. So now you can go to the site and you can see for Obama, you know, how many times he's wanted, gotten a true and a mostly true, false, pants on fire, et cetera. But we've never kind of tallied up the ultimate report card.
I'm looking at the site right now, as a matter of fact, at the Obama-meter, which is Obama-meter, for people who don't understand what I'm saying. Has he been caught pants on fire? I don't see it in the main part here, but maybe I'm not looking at the right place.
Well, two different things that you're talking about. The Obama-meter is a separate feature on PolitiFact that's actually very distinctive and something we're particularly proud of, because I think we've created the most comprehensive database of Barack Obama's campaign promises. And what the Obama-meter does is we went through all of his speeches and campaign position papers and the campaign website and debate transcripts and built a list of every campaign promise that he made. And then over the past year and a half, we have been rating them and in the same kind of journalistic way that we do the Truth-O-Meter. So the reporter digs into the promise and sees to what extent he has fulfilled it, and then we rate it on this particular meter, which rates from things begin at no action. Actually, that's where they were. We don't have that rating anymore. They can be rated stalled, in the works, and then sort of once there's been a resolution, we rate them either promise kept, promise broken, or compromise. And then we tally those to show how many of his individual promises he's made, and then we select out kind of a greatest, most important list so you can see how he's done on his biggest promises. So that's a separate feature. The Truth-O-Meter, of course, is the other device we were talking about earlier, which is what we're really known for.
Well, Bill, I would like to carry on with you, but we're just about out of time, and I want to tell everybody you do not have to wait for Sunday to test drive PolitiFact. You can point your browser. You can point your browser to www.politifact.com. That's PolitiFact. So it's like politics and fact, but politifact.com, and check out the Truth-O-Meters, the Obama-meter. How do you say that?
Obama-meter.
Obama-meter, thank you. I just don't speak politics.
We had some fun internal discussions of the naming of that, whether to call it the Obama-meter or Obama-meter, and we decided to just go with Obama-meter.
All right. So check that out, folks. And can people follow you or, for that matter, PolitiFact on Twitter or Facebook?
Yes, they can follow PolitiFact on Twitter. They can also follow our state sites. We right now have two state sites. We have several others in the works. We have PolitiFact Texas, which is being done by the Austin American Statesman, where they rate claims by politicians and candidates in Texas. And then we have PolitiFact Florida, which is a joint effort of the Miami Herald and my newspaper, the St. Petersburg Times. And they're also on Twitter also. PolitiFact Texas, I think, is the Twitter for them, and PolitiFact underscore FL for Florida.
All right. Well, Bill, always a pleasure to have you. Remember, we saw you first when Colbert comes calling. And thanks so much for coming back and joining us on Mr. Media again today.
That's great. Thanks for having me, Bob.
My pleasure. Take care. And folks, for more original interviews with Pulitzer Prize-winning writers and editors, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media Radio listeners. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia, Mr. Media, for your free audiobook. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate it when you give a piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.